Hello and welcome to this week's Bible in the News. On Wednesday, Hamas's political leader, Ismail Haniyeh, was killed in his hotel apartment in Tehran. This week we examine who Ismail Haniyeh was and how the overall conflict between Israel and Iran and her proxies fits into Bible prophecy. Ismail Haniyeh was born in 1962 to parents who were originally from Ashkelon. He was born in the El Shati refugee camp in the Gaza Strip, which at the time was under the control of Egypt. While he was at university, he joined the terror organization Hamas. He was involved in the planning of the suicide bombing on a Jerusalem bus in 2003, and Israel attempted to assassinate him and two other plotters in retaliation, but all three survived the attempt. One of the other plotters was the bomb maker Mohammed Dieff, who was also assassinated on July 13th of this year, then holding the role of a top military commander for Hamas. Ismail's hatred for Israel gave him quick promotions up Hamas's command structure, until in 2006 he became the leader of Hamas in the Gaza Strip, the role currently held by Yahya Sinwar. He briefly held the role of Prime Minister of the Palestinian Authority after Hamas won the 2006 Palestinian elections. The Hamas-Fatah war that followed those elections left Fatah in power in the West Bank and Ismail Haniyeh's Hamas in control of the Gaza Strip. During his time in power in Gaza, thousands of rockets were fired at Israeli civilians, causing death, life-changing injuries, and constant fear. There were also kidnappings, suicide bombings, and regular killings of even fellow Palestinians who were accused of helping Israel, seemingly selected at random. During his time in power in Gaza, he became extremely wealthy. He was believed to have been worth around $4 billion by the time he died. This level of extreme wealth is not unusual at the high leadership levels in Hamas. His personal wealth is believed to have been accumulated by him personally taking 20% of the value of all goods he allowed to enter Gaza through illegal routes, mostly in the tunnel network, crossing into Egypt. In 2009, during a speech marking the 22nd anniversary of the founding of Hamas, he declared that our hands are clean. We do not steal funds, hold real estate, or build villas. Despite him claiming this, he was known to have purchased several villas, apartments, and buildings for his adult children in the Gaza Strip. His son has become an avid property developer abroad, known in Gaza as the father of real estate. When the full extent of this came to light in July of 2022, it prompted a social media campaign against him, with Gazans posting, quote, "Our hands are clean," a sarcastic reference to his 2009 claim. In 2017, he took the role of the chairman of Hamas's political bureau and relocated to Doha in Qatar. Here he was able to truly enjoy the lifestyle of a billionaire with all the comforts available in Doha. Following the death of Iran's president in a helicopter crash in May of this year, a new president was to be sworn in. Haniyeh was invited to attend as a guest, and after the ceremony retired to his hotel room. Around 2 a.m, there was an explosion in his room, killing him instantly. It is not clear what caused the explosion, with theories including a projectile entering his window, or a bomb having been planted there before the incident many months before. Either way, Iran's security services have been humiliated as it was unable to prevent an attack on a guest to the inauguration of their president on their own soil in their own capital. In April, Israel assassinated a senior commander of Iran's Al-Quds force in its consulate in Damascus. Despite the strike having occurred in Damascus, Iran considered it to have been on Iranian soil and responded by attacking Israel with 170 drones, 30 cruise missiles, and over 120 ballistic missiles. Most were intercepted by a coalition of Israeli, Western, and Arab states, but one Bedouin Israeli child was killed in the attack. The recent assassination was actually on Iranian soil, in their capital city, and during the inauguration of their president. And so as we speak, Israel is anticipating a new attack from Iran, with the US sending reinforcements to the area. In Ezekiel 38, the nation of Persia, or Iran, is listed among a number of nations who are confederate against Israel. Noticeably, the Gulf states, along with Jordan and Egypt, are not listed in this confederacy. The attack by Iran in April was the first time an Arab state had come to the defense of the Jewish state, with Jordan and also Saudi Arabia being involved with Israel's defense. And so, although Bible believers expect Israel to be at peace at the time of the events of Ezekiel 38, we do not expect Israel to be without enemies. The animosity between Israel and Iran is to be expected by Bible believers as we see the world prepare for the dramatic events of Ezekiel 38. These events include many tragedies for the land, but end with the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, who only can bring peace and righteousness to this world. This has been Paul Barnes joining you for this week's Bible in the News. Join us again next week for another edition of Bible in the News.